Hello, and welcome to the 2021 Free and Open Source Software Developers European Meeting. Today we'll be talking about an open source project called Rascuzzi. We'll give you some background on the project, share its current status, and give you a peek at the roadmap for future development efforts. A little bit about myself. My name is Tony Cooker. I've been an Apple user since the 1980s when my fourth grade teacher gave me a basic manual and an Apple IIe to program during recess on rainy days. I've been an Apple user ever since. For my day job, I'm an embedded systems and software engineer in the avionics domain. I've been working for about 20 years in that area, and I've worked on a lot of different embedded systems, all the way from safety critical avionics to in-flight entertainment devices. I've also been a fan of the Raspberry Pis since they first appeared on the market. It's a neat little low-cost development platform. And since the pandemic, I've picked up working on the Rascuzzi project. It's a perfect marriage of my interest in vintage Macs, embedded development, and the Raspberry Pi. So, what is Rascuzzi? Rascuzzi is an interface board that allows software on the Raspberry Pi to read and write signals on a SCSI bus. It essentially bit bangs the data out onto the SCSI bus. Luckily, SCSI isn't extremely timing dependent. It uses request and acknowledge signals, so this allows the Raspberry Pi to communicate very reliably with the other SCSI devices. Rascuzzi is it runs on a standard Linux distribution, so it's definitely not real time, but we've seen some pretty good performance. There are versions of it that run on bare metal on the Raspberry Pi, and we won't necessarily talk about those today, but they are out there. So before we get into what Rascuzzi is, we'll talk about what Rascuzzi is not. It's built upon the standard Linux Raspberry Pi OS from the Raspberry Pi Foundation. Performance is good for older devices. You have to consider that the old SCSI devices, a lot of them were based on like Z80 or 8052 class processors. So a gigahertz Raspberry Pi can easily do better than that, even with just bit banging the data out. The current Rascuzzi does not do wide SCSI. We don't have enough GPIO available on the Raspberry Pi currently. We also don't do serial attached SCSI. This solution is not intended for mission critical use cases. It works great for playing vintage games and getting your vintage computer up and running, but it's not intended to be used in mission critical use cases. So Rascuzzi is not intended to be everything to everyone. Some use cases for Rascuzzi include replacing vintage mechanical drives on vintage computers, such as a hard disk, a CD-ROM, magneto-optical drive. It's also able to emulate rare and unique vintage SCSI devices. An example would be a SCSI Ethernet interface. For a while, these were made for Macintoshes and other devices that had a SCSI port but no Ethernet network interface. And so the things like the Dana port SCSI link, there was a Nuvo link, Asante made a couple versions of it. What these did is they connected through the Ethernet interface and then allowed that PC to talk on the Ethernet network. So the Dana port is the one that we've been focusing on for the Rascuzzi.